Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
One of the key members of this Jets defense. He is, of course, number 92, a big hand for Leonard Williams. Leonard, Dan, and Greg, thanks for joining us. Congrats on the victory today.
Thank you, man. It felt great to get this win at home. Finally.
You know, a lot of people don't recognize how hard it is on the line. You know, you're getting double teamed a lot. Today, it looked like the games that you used almost were perfect for you. The up and through in the middle and then following somebody else. It was great. The defensive line played about as well as they played all year, except it worked into sacks. Isn't that pretty good?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, this team was a big running team. You know, they had those two rookie running backs. They utilized both of them, you know, at a high ability. And that was a key thing for us, is coming out and stopping the run so that we can get after the quarterback. And I think a great job that we did was after we started getting to the quarterback, he started getting flustered. And he started holding on to the ball longer. It gave us time to get to him a little bit more. And like you said, it is hard to play D-line. I can't feel my fingers right now.
No, it's tough. You know, and as I've always claimed, it's matchups are always tough. Like the week before, you're against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and as much as you do, you don't get anything done. And then this week you come back. The difference between that type of a game in Jacksonville and then this type of game this week?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, even though we had three straight losses, in those first two losses, I feel like we actually were in the game. We were playing pretty well on some phases, and we just didn't get away with the win. But, you know, last week against Jacksonville, I think that was the first time we actually like lost this season, meaning like we actually didn't play well. There was a lot of things that we had to correct, and you know, I think that we finally motivated us, and you know, I think we had enough and was like, all right, we're ready to move on and start getting some wins. And you know, especially it's big, you know, getting our first home win as well.
Leonard Williams joining us here on the Bank United Jets Fifth Quarter Show after a Jets victory over the Denver Broncos. Your teammates talked about it, Leonard, a couple of them after the games, the fondness that you guys, really not just as a defense but as a team, have for Casey Rogers, who, you know, was a bit under the weather here, wasn't at the game today, and Todd Bowles was calling the defense. Though, was there an extra sense of motivation to play hard for your coach who wasn't able to be here?
There was, actually. I mean, people respect him as a coach, obviously, but he's just such a great guy. And, you know, we relate to him off the field as well. You know, he was in our shoes before he played football. And, you know, he's just a great guy. And, you know, Jamal Adams actually gave a speech to the defense before we took the field, and said, you know, if you guys don't have nothing else to play for that man. And, you know, I feel like we made him proud today.
Well, that's pretty neat because you look at it and he's not there. He's able to, hopefully he's able to watch the game or whatever it may be. But you look at the way the defense played, and the only thing I can tell you is this week it looked like it was an attacking defense, mm-hmm. as opposed to last week, a sit back defense.
Yeah.
Was that part of the game plan?
I agree that it looked a little different. You know, it looked like we were actually coming after him, playing our type of football instead of trying to play into what they do. We just, you know, did what we do. And I think that's the biggest key for us, is to not worry about the – obviously, we have to watch film and know what the tendencies and stuff like that. But at the same time, we can't give into what they're doing. We just have to be us. And I think that's what we did a great job of doing today.
You being a former first-round pick, you know, obviously there's so many expectations that are tied to when you go out there. And a lot is made, of course, about when you are not filling up the sack totals next mm-hmm. to your name, but you're still doing what you're asked to do in the defense. Is that nice, though, to finally see, like, some sacks piling up and being credited, not just to you, but how it helps the whole defense?
Yeah, I mean, it is nice to start getting sacks. It's funny that, like, two or three games will go by and, like, fans will already start bashing you, start bashing the whole team. And, you know, you'll hear these people say, oh, I'm a diehard fan, but I don't think so because they don't have confidence in us. And, you know, I think a real fan is the ones who come out here every day. And, you know, even when we've been in the losing streak, they're still here and they're still watching us and still have hope. And, you know, I think, you know, we owe it to them as well to continue to win. And, especially with these next few home games. And, you know, like you said about the sacks, it feels great to finally be on the sacks. You know, I got one last week and then I got two more this week. And, you know, we got the Coastal next week, another home game, and continually, hopefully they come in bunches, you know, so hopefully they keep coming.
You know, as much as people look at a player make a play, and a lot of people say players, they have to make plays. The game is a team game tremendously, and Just speak on how the defensive line with Anderson and Shepard and McClendon have to mix and do it right to be able to be successful along that line.
Oh, man, it takes everybody. That's why it's, like, hard. I know fans don't understand and people not in football don't understand it as much as we do because we watch it every single day. You know, we know the ins and outs of it, but... I mean, I even was giving credit to the DBs. Like, clearly they're not making a play when we get a sack up front, but we give credit to them for holding up the receivers, making the quarterback hold the ball that much longer for us to work our move and get to them. And then, you know, making sure that the outside guys are where they're supposed to be so the quarterback can't roll out when he sees me coming up the middle. And like, if I'm having a one-on-one, that guy on the right of me has to take up these two blocks. Like, it takes so much, you know? It takes really all 11 guys to make a play.
You guys had a very convincing win week one against the Lions and then weren't able to capitalize that, though, and followed up with more success. Is there something that you learned after that experience that you can draw from now going in to see if you can string consecutive victories together with the Colts up next?
I mean, I think taking away what we did in those two wins of the season so far is that we played lights out on all three phases. You know, offense does really good and defense does really good and the special teams does good. And, you know, it's never going to be a perfect game like that. But I think in the end of the day, we have to be able to win on at least two phases of football. And, whether that's offense or defense or whether that's offense and special teams, like we need at least two out of the three, phases to be winning. And, you know, I think we just have to continue this energy and, keep winning.
You know, fans are always concerned, like when Tremaine Johnson goes down, fans are going, oh, Tremaine Johnson is down. What are we going to do? Well, woe was me. You got to give them a little insight as to what happens in the locker room when something like that happens.
I mean, what happens with us is we don't skip a beat. The next guy steps up and he goes to practice and we act like it's the same guy there.
The same defense,
yeah,
right?
It's the same guy.
Right.
Obviously, Tremaine Johnson is a great player. That's the reason why we got him here. You know, he was one of our biggest pickups coming into the season and he's going to be all right. And at the same time, he was motivating the guy that was stepping in for him and, you know, the guy who stepped up in his place did a great job.
I know you were going to be partial to your quarterback when you guys drafted him anyway because you guys wore the same uniform in college, of course, at Southern Cal. But how do you think now he's come along? What difference have you seen from Sam now with five regular season games under his belt to the guy who walked in their first day at training camp? Or third day, I should say, right?
Yeah. I mean, what I've seen so far is that he is a professional. I love the way he comes to work every day. Since day one, since OTAs, he's never... you know, even though he went and got drafted so highly, he never felt like he was, you know, all the way up there, like he knew everything. And also what I've been seeing so far is there's ups and downs. You know, sometimes he'll look really confident and play really well, and sometimes not as much. And that's what happens when you're a rookie. And the biggest thing that I've seen in him is that, you know, even if he didn't have a good game or even if he had a great game, he's still going to show up to work the next day the same exact way. And I think he showed up today and did a great job.
Well, Leonard, we thank you for coming out and visiting with us here after a game. Big hand for Leonard Williams coming out here and joining us. Leonard, thanks a lot and good luck next week.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.